Father, we're so thankful to be here today. And Lord, we lift up all those that are sick, those that are struggling, those that are traveling. Father, it seems like there's so many around us in need right now. I just lift each and every one of them up to You and pray that You'll meet that need, that You'll touch their lives in whatever way. Father, I pray now that Your anointing, that Your Holy Spirit would be so present here, that there'd be understanding as we open up Your Word. Lord, I know there's no understanding without You. There's no conviction, there's no life change unless You're here, and we pray for that right now. Lord, that each and every one of us would hear Your voice in a special and unique way for each and every one of us. May Thy will be done now, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, it's funny because I've got several sermons, not like the whole sermons, but thoughts for sermons, and my notes from the time we were on vacation, time we've been off, and I hadn't been preaching that much lately, and it's like I've got all these sermons ready, okay? Like ready to, when I say ready, like the thought and the Lord's laid something on my heart and it's just putting it down on paper and figuring it exactly out. But none of that was really for this morning except for one line I feel like I'm supposed to use or not. And really today, I guess I'm glad it's just small and kind of the family. And without the Lord, this ain't going to make sense to anybody because it's all over the place. But let me just share with you the verses that God's been dealing with me on. And the first verse is Proverbs 3, and it's 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight." So this verse has just been coming to my mind over and over and over. And when you think about it, how it begins is trust. You know, we trust in many things now. I trust when I get in my car and I turn the key that it's going to start. And I trust that when I hit the brakes, it's going to stop. I trust when I sit on a chair that it's not going to collapse. I trust that, you know, whenever I mail my payment to the bank or to the electric company or the water company, that they're not going to shut off my water. They're not going to turn off my electric because I've paid. There's so many things that we trust in, but there's a confidence in each one of those things. But how many of us have that true confidence in the Lord? That we know that we know that we know God's there. That we know that we know that we know the Lord's in charge. And it says with all your heart. And I was thinking about that, you know, it's hard sometimes for me, for God to have all my heart. Because all these outside influences are influencing my heart. Do they you? You hear, you know, what's going on in our world today and the topics of today's culture, and we're living in crazy, crazy times, and you hear the extreme this way and the extreme that way, and they're both influencing you. You'll hear, you know, you hear something, man, that sounds really good, and then you hear this, oh, that sounds real, and all at once, all your heart is being pulled by media, is being pulled by society, is being pulled by family members, is being pulled by even people in the church. In our church, and we're supposed to be united, and I feel like we are united. We love each other here. I love you guys love me. But if we started talking about topics of even today, there would be a division in this church. I mean a difference of opinion, not a division like you're going to get mad and leave. But there's a difference. So if I'm going, God, I trust You with all my heart, but I know this good Christian and he feels this way and he's a man of God. But then I know this other good Christian, and boy, I know they're a man of God, and they feel the exact opposite. And all those influences are coming into us, and then who are we really trusting? Are we trusting this man of God? Are we trusting that man of God? At work, I was telling Tim Thursday, I come in and had some guys talking about the vaccines and the different issues, and they looked at me and they said, whatever he's doing is what I'm going to do. I said, don't do that. But then it's like, but Lord, should I be more bold? But I got to be honest from you. I don't have enough confidence to be bold in what's going on in the world right now. So I have to say, God, I'm trusting in you with all my heart. And then it says, lean not on your own understanding. And you know what? My understanding changes. Does your understanding change? You know, you get educated on something and all at once things make more sense. We got this timer on our swimming pool and it broke, I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 weeks ago. And, I looked up, I'm not a mechanic. I don't like messing with electric. I don't like messing with anything. I like taking everything to Mike or my dad and saying, help. I mean, that's honestly what I do, you know? But Hayden, his brain works different than mine, and he likes figuring stuff out and likes fixing stuff. And so I decided with YouTube that I could figure out how to replace this timer with YouTube and Hayden and my dad and whoever else wanted to come help us. And Travis helped too. And y'all, I got in this part. It was the wrong one. Had to return it. And in the YouTube, it said the hardest thing is getting the part right. Okay? So I ordered another one. It looks identical. Everything's the same, but it will not power up the pump. And I could not figure it out. I'm going somewhere with this. It took me a second to remember. Where are you going, Pete? Lean not on your own understanding. And so we pull this off, and I'm like, the thing's just junk. It doesn't work. And Hayden's got it over there messing with it and everything, and he goes, Dad. Look at this. And look at the original one. And the circuits on the back, I guess that's what they were barely different. And when you switched it, the switches changed and were different. So the new part, it wasn't really defective. It just worked differently so it wouldn't power the pump the way that it was supposed to. So all at once, I got a new understanding. It's not broke. It's not junk. It just functions differently. Would I have ever figured that out? No, I was ready to send it back. But Hayden's mind, he says, I want to figure out something's not right. He figured it out. It changes your understanding. That's where we're going here. So lean not on your own understanding. See, my understanding said that thing's junk. But it really wasn't. There was nothing wrong with it. It was just circuited different or something. I don't know. So my understanding can mess me up. It can deceive me. And you know what? Your understanding can do the same. Things that you feel so confidently about, things that you feel so driven about, is it the Lord? And if it is, praise God. But if it's your understanding, you could be getting messed up. You could be getting off track. Because it says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. See, that means all. You know, you ever pray about certain things like, you know, we pray for our kids who, you know, to find somebody to marry. We pray if they're sick, God help them to be better. We pray sometimes when there's big decisions for work. We pray sometimes, you know, family issue and crisis. We pray for big things. But it says, in all your ways acknowledge Him. And you guys might say, Pete, how am I constantly in prayer? How am I constantly in prayer? I was driving home from work. I don't remember. I think it was Thursday. It might have been Wednesday. They've been mowing our ditches out on our road. And I'm driving home and there's this plank of wood split laying in the road. And then there's another one just up the road, and I mean big and like jagged. And I kind of swerved to miss them and thought, man, that's going to pop somebody's tire. And I thought, it's probably going to pop one of my kids' tires or my wife's tire. And I'm still driving, and it's like the Lord says, why don't you stop and pick them up? And most of y'all can't understand how far I drove, but I was all the way to my mother and father-in-law's driveway, and it was like a quarter mile, half mile back, and I went, reverse, go back and down the road, go pick them up and throw them out of the road. But it took me a minute, you know? But that's where I should be, in that prayer state. When the Lord says stop, pick it up. When the Lord says do it, you just do it. And it's not like I had to fast and pray for an hour, stop and pick up the boards. It's just, you're in that relationship with your Heavenly Father that in all your ways you acknowledge Him. And sometimes I don't get it. Sometimes it's like, do I turn here? Do I take this path? Do I do this? In all your ways acknowledge Him. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. See? So God is telling us to seek Him, and we will find Him, and we will hear His voice when we seek Him with all of our heart. When we don't rely upon our understanding, when we seek Him with all of our heart. That's when we'll find Him. That's when we'll know. That's when we'll begin to say, okay, God, now I trust in You because I'm seeking You. And does it seem like to anyone besides me that sometimes it's just really hard to hear God? I'm just being honest. That's why I'm glad it's just you guys today. Sometimes it's really hard to hear God. Sometimes it's really hard to know, God, what are You saying to me? God, what is this You? I won't go into all the details. Some of y'all know the story, some of y'all don't. I had to go in the hospital last week, and y'all, I was praying because I did not want to go to the hospital. I was praying, God, if this is You, help me not to be able to breathe. 3 times I woke up not being able to breathe from a dead sleep. Got up. God, and this was my prayer. God, You know I'm kind of dumb and I'm a little slow. God, if this is You, make me get sick. Almost immediately, I thought I was going to be sick. Okay, I got to go to the hospital. Get to the hospital there for 3 hours. You're fine. You can go back to Arkansas, because we was in Colorado when all this happened. And in all that, I'm going, God, I thought I heard from You. I thought I heard from You. I thought I was supposed to go. I thought something was wrong. And then I'm going, but lean not on your own understanding. So maybe I did hear from God. Maybe God did set it up for me to go. And sometimes in my understanding, are you guys this way in your understanding? When you walk in obedience, then you expect to see, okay, now I understand why I did that. But sometimes it ain't that way with God, right? Sometimes you're walking in obedience and you say, I have no idea why that happened. And it still don't make sense to me, but lean not on your own understanding. And we'll try to work things out in our head. Like, we're driving home the next day after the hospital visit. We got going 2 or 3 hours later than we wanted. And there's a terrible accident in Denver that we got to go around. And I thought, well, Lord, maybe You knew. Maybe that hospital visit was just to keep me out of this accident. But I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of stuff. Sometimes it's just really hard to hear from God for me. But lean not on your own understanding. When you seek Me and find Me, when you seek Me with all your heart. Now, I want to go to Judges chapter 6. I pray that this is all going to make sense, y'all, but this is just where we're going. Judges 6, verse 12 says, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. But, sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all His wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hands of Midian. Not that I feel like God's abandoned us. I don't want you guys to misunderstand what I'm saying. But do you ever look around at what's going on in the world and go, God, where are you? I don't feel like God's abandoned us at all. But sometimes I'm going, God, what's going on here? The church down around Waldron area that had 20 people get COVID from their 4th of July thing. I seen this morning that a church in Florida had 10 members from the church get sick, and 6 of them died within a week. God, what's going on? You know, where are you? The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hands. Am I not sending you? But Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. See, we lean not on our own understanding. And when God says go, we go. When God says do, we do. And we got to learn to hear God's voice. And see, here's where I was at. And I think this is why I wanted to read this, as you jump over to verse 36. And Gideon said to God, if you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said. And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. Have any of y'all ever done that? God, if it's your will, make this happen, make that happen. You put out that fleece. But then Gideon said to God, do not be angry with me. Let me just make one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew. That night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry and all the ground was covered with dew. See, sometimes we need to be praying for the impossible to know God's will. I've done it. But it's funny because I'd heard a message, Adrian Rogers, from like four or five weeks ago. I'd heard it, and there was something in there that I wanted to write down. So I think it was yesterday I had Hayden and Crystal watch the sermon with me again, because it was such a fantastic sermon. And I wrote down what I wanted to write down, what he was saying. But I had forgot about this part, and he was talking about the mind and where the mind takes you and controlling the mind. But it kind of goes along with this. He was talking about this man that was going on a diet, and he drives past this donut shop every day, and he said, Lord, I'm not going to stop for donuts because I'm trying to lose weight. I'm not going to stop for donuts unless the parking spot right by the front door is open. I'll keep going. And he said, man drove by, and sure enough, after driving around the parking lot 7 times, that front spot was open. So he went in and got the donuts. And I thought, isn't that the way we are? God, I'm not going to do this, but you set it up. You set it up. But then when he sets it up, well, wait a minute, and we throw out another fleece, and we throw out another fleece, and we throw out another fleece. And then, just like me going to the hospital, I go, God, I don't understand. I don't understand. Maybe I never will till I get to heaven. But hearing God's voice and doing what God wants, and throwing out all the other voices and throwing out everything else everybody else has to say, and just saying, God, I want to hear you, and I want to not lean on my own understanding. I want to trust in you with all my heart. And I'm thinking, but then I got to ask, am I really seeking Him with all of my heart? Am I really seeking Him with all of my heart? Because, so here's another, this is the only other thing, I guess it was in my sermon notes, because this is something that I thought about, okay? Do you, any of y'all ever look up and, ratings for restaurants or motels or whatever? Every place we go, Crystal looks at the ratings. And we stayed at this little 50, 60-year-old hotel, but the ratings on it was how clean it was, how nice it was, and everything. So we stayed there, and they were right. It was a fantastic hotel up there. And but when we're going to eat, what do? We look at what's the top-rated restaurants, where's the best places to go, and we make our assessment off of what is the rating says, okay? And maybe this is terrible, but we only do it on vacation, really. Is we'll search and seek, where do we want to go eat? Where do we want to stay? Because we want, there's a limited time, so we're trying to make sure we hit the very best places or stay in the very best place. Does this make sense to anybody? Does anybody else do this? And it's like, you know, you're really wanting to get that in, so we'll search it out, we'll seek it out. And even, I normally don't do it, but even this last trip, I got into it, and I'm like, well, this says it's the best pizza place, and it was featured on the Food Network, and this is, you know, so I'm really seeking it out, wanting to know. And in saying all that, we say, God, I want to know Your will. God, I'm throwing out the fleece. But some of us spend more time seeking out the best restaurant or the best vacation spot or the best motel than we do seeking out His Word and what it has to say to us. Does that make sense? I mean, do we really want to know God's will? Do we really want to learn to hear God's voice? Well, yeah, all of us. Would it not be just fantastic if we could just relax and say, God, I trust in You with all my heart. I'm not leaning on my own understanding. God, I'm listening to Your voice and just really, really, truly trust in that. Well, how do we get there? It's by seeking His Word. It's by seeking Him out with all of our heart. You guys getting this morning? It's seeking Him with all of our heart. And I want to jump now to Esther, just the end of 4:14. And it says, who knows? But that you have come to this royal position for such a time as this. And I want you guys to know, in the times that we're living in, and it's hard, I'm stressed, I'm worried, I'm fretful, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been waking up in the middle of the night thinking about things going on in this society and in our world and everything else. But the reality is, God has placed each and every one of us here for such a time as this. You're at your job, you're at your home, you're retired, you're wherever you're at in life, and what's taking place for such a time as this. So God has placed us here. And Luke 12:7 says, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And so I want you to understand that when we trust in God with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, that God has placed us at this moment, at this time, for such a time as this, and He's got you. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Wouldn't take long for me, but some of y'all, it's going to take a while, right? To number those hairs on your head. God cares about you. God loves you. God loves you more than we can even imagine. And during this tough time, to be hearing from God and not be deceived. See, that's the thing that really gets me, y'all, is that we have an enemy that's very good at deceiving. He's very good at lying. And it's not the big blatant lies that gets us. It's the little deception that gets us. In 2 Corinthians 11:14, it says, no wonder, for Satan himself masqueraded as an angel of light. He's deceiving, he's tricking, he's trying to pull us away. And 1 John 4:1 says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the land. And so I'm telling you right now, we need to just quit listening to the news, social media, to the government. And I want to tell you something else, and this might be kind of hard. We even need to quit listening to the church. And we need to begin to seek God. Because the deceiver is out deceiving, masquerading as an angel of light. You know where an angel of light would masquerade at? In the church. To deceive us, to destroy us, to pull us away. And we need to be getting alone with God. And we need to be praying. And not just praying but praying like you're looking for that best restaurant at the town you're vacationing to. The best motel that you're... Isn't that sad though that I got to compare it to that? Praying like, and opening up the Word and seeking God and saying, God, I need to hear from You about this. I need to know Your voice. I want to hear from You that I would not believe every spirit. God, there's things that I've said to people sometimes, and looking back, I think, God, I don't think that was from You. And thank God they didn't listen to me because they could have got off track. You know why? Because I hadn't really prayed about it. I hadn't really sought the Lord. I just, in my understanding, I wouldn't do that. And we do that. We give each other advice. Not that we're trying to hurt each other. Not that we're trying to tear. We love each other, right? But we need to be praying and we need to be mindful. And more than anything, we need to be in touch with our Heavenly Father. Because I might accidentally lead you astray. Tim might accidentally lead you astray. Kyle might accidentally lead you astray. Mitzi might accidentally lead you astray. Would we ever do it on purpose? No. But are we praying the way you're praying for your need? No. I'm just going to be honest. I pray for y'all. I really do. I really love you. And I'd never want to lead you astray. But we all know if you have a crisis in your home, if you have a need in your home, you're praying way harder than anybody else is praying for you, right? And you're seeking God way more than anybody else is seeking God. And just like, whether it's your kids, whether it's your job, whether it's your family decision, you need to be hearing from God. Now, don't misunderstand me. I've preached on it before. We need godly counsel. We need godly advice, right? You know, Moses needed help. We need help sometimes, and it's a good thing to ask for help, but I'm just saying, test. Test the spirits. That's what the Word says. Test the spirits. I hope I always give you good advice. I hope I can always direct you in the right way. But more than anything, we need to begin to seek God and ask His help. I didn't wear my watch today. I have no idea what time we're on, but I want you to go to John chapter 10. John 10, and I talked about these scriptures not too long ago, but I didn't go back and look because we're talking about trusting the Lord with all our heart and leaning not on our own understanding, testing the spirits and hearing His voice. And it says, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. As I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, have any of y'all ever been lost? So there's two different thoughts in that. When you're lost and you're really lost and what are you doing? You're looking, you're seeking for something familiar, right? A gas station, a building. You're looking for any kind of, you know, that restaurant. You're trying to find something to give you bearing of where you're supposed to be. Okay? And I thought about a little kid and I was lost one time at Kmart when I was like 4 years old. I remember I went around a rack and I was there with my babysitter and when I come back around I couldn't find her and I was scared, you know. But I was just looking, I was searching frantically, and she wasn't hollering my name. But what do most parents do? If you can't find your son, your daughter, you start hollering, Madeline, Hayden, where are you? Right? That's what you holler your kid's name. And then what? That kid hears your voice and they'll come. I never heard my babysitter holler for me. She wasn't my mom or dad. I was found, thankfully. But you're looking for that familiar voice. And see, that's the way we should be with our Heavenly Father. And it says when He calls His sheep out by name and leads them out, when He has brought all of His own out, He goes on ahead of them and His sheep follow Him because they know His voice. Church, the deceiver is out there trying to lead us astray right now. And even in our own understanding, things may not make sense, but we're following God's voice, not our own understanding, God's voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from Him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what He was telling them. Therefore, Jesus again said, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So see what's going on in our society. I've never seen so many funerals in my life. This week, going on my route, one day I saw three funerals. The next day I saw another one. And I'm talking about a 15-mile stretch. Little towns like Mansfield. And what? The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but God has come that we may have life and have it to the fullest. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus has come to lay down His life for us. And now He's up in heaven and He sent the Holy Spirit as our comforter and our guidance. And y'all, we can know that we know that we know God's voice. But we got to quit listening to everybody else. And we got to get alone. I was so tore up this week, y'all. I had multiple people, and I'll pass this on to y'all because maybe it is a warning, telling me I better start stocking up because things are about to get short. They said, "You better get garden seed. You better get any kind of food. I'd get canned goods that last for years." I had multiple people telling me that. Stress. But when I got home and I got quiet and I began to pray, peace. Is the world still in a mess? Yeah. But the stress and the anxiety and the fret left. Do we know God's voice? Isaiah 30:21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." You know, Wednesday night in the men's meeting, we were all talking and about hearing from God's voice, and I was a little more detailed about my hospital visit and everything, and I don't remember exactly how Adam said it, but he's like, "Sounds like everybody's kind of having trouble hearing God's voice right now." And yeah, it's crazy, but why are we all having so much trouble? Why? And I really believe it's because of all the influences in our lives other than God. Other than His Word. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." So I want to challenge you to get alone with God. Romans 10:17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of God. To build your faith by getting in the Word of God, fresh and new. If you've been blowing it, you hadn't been getting in the Word of God, start today. start today. You've already been to church. Okay, that's not your check mark for the day. The check mark for the day is to get into God's Word and begin to seek Him and seek Him with all your heart and shut off TV and shut off Facebook and shut off social media and shut off the news and say, God, what would you have me do? And then listen for His voice. And y'all, and I don't mean this is just a one-time 10-minute thing. I mean it needs to become a daily thing where we're shutting out the world, shutting out society, and begin to hear His voice. And you know what? When we know that we know it's His voice, and even when it doesn't make sense, you walk in it. Because we're leaning not on our own understanding. God can make a way when there's no way. God can make a way when we don't understand. There's things I've said to people before, I felt like the Lord was telling me to pray for this person or tell this person Jesus loves them, and they look at me like I'm a crazy person and they walk on and I go, well, what was the point in that? God knows. Am I hearing His voice or not? And if I'm hearing His voice, you just act and you obey. If we would have went a little further in Judges and Gideon and he's about to go to battle, and what does God say? You got too many people. Get rid of some. And I should have read on, I didn't, so I'm going from a long memory, but it's like, oh, there, if you want to go home, go home. And so many went home, I think, is how it worked. And then God says, no, you still got too many. Have them go down and get a drink. And then there's this little number left. And God says, now you have just what you need. That goes against all logic. What? Let's get smaller. That's what God wanted so that He might be glorified. And that's what God wants here with us today. This is one of the smallest crowds I've seen. I can't remember. Of course, people's traveling, people's gone. But maybe this is exactly who God wanted here today for such a time as this, to hear this message and to reflect on it and say, God, I want to hear from You from now on. I want to hear Your voice. I want to know Your Word. Let's stand. Let's pray. Father, I thank You. I thank You for what You're doing in my life, in this church's life. And Lord, I pray for forgiveness for the times that we have not sought You with all of our heart, that we have leaned on our own understanding. And Lord Jesus, I pray that right now that each and every one of us, that there would be a desire more than anything to seek You and to know that we know that we know Your voice, that we would not be deceived, that we would not be deceived by an angel of light, that we wouldn't be deceived by the media, by the world, by our friends, by anyone, but Father, that we would be so in tune with You and Your Holy Spirit and Your Word that we would hear Your voice and that we would know that You are directing our lives. Father, give us peace. Give us comfort. May we understand how much You care for us, that even the numbers of the hair on our head are numbered. That's how much You care for us. And may we take confidence and comfort in that, knowing that You are there to guide us, to see us through. Lord, I know these are just empty words without Your Spirit. So I pray that Your Spirit has accomplished in each and every one of us what it was meant to accomplish today. And this wouldn't just be another sermon that we hear, but it would be life-changing. To seek You, to know Your voice. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. If you need prayer this morning, if you need to talk to the Lord this morning, don't wait. Don't wait. Hear His voice today and act on whatever He's telling you to do.
When I walk through deep waters, I know that You will be with me. When I'm standing in the fire, I will not be overcome. valley of the shadow, I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. In the midst of deep sorrow, I see your light is breaking through. The dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you fight my every battle, and I will not fear, for I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. You're my strength. You're my defender. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to my soul. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
I want to encourage everybody tonight to maybe get together with their family and do a Bible study, read a scripture, and pray together. If you have nothing personally to pray about, there's plenty of things going on in this country and even in our church family. John's nephew, Rihanna, there's so many people in our area that need prayer, and I encourage you to just hold hands and pray. Might be a little awkward, but it's okay if it's a little awkward. You do it enough and it's not awkward anymore. And you know what? You do it enough, it's not, but then sometimes it can be awkward again. I'm not gonna lie. There's time. But I encourage you to get together tonight as a family. I was going to have prayer tonight, but we're not. And I don't want to go into details why. Let's have prayer at home, okay? You guys set aside some time. And if you're by yourself and you have nobody else, it's okay. Pray. Set aside a moment, a time to pray tonight. If you hadn't heard God's voice, pray and open up His Word. And when it don't make sense, it's okay. Things don't make sense to me. But I lean not on my own understanding, and I learn to follow His voice. Amen. Y'all have a blessed afternoon. And remember Rihanna, she is not in ICU, but is in the hospital getting treatment. John's nephew, I think his name was Isaiah. The Lord knows. And all those traveling, we got a lot traveling, so remember all those in your prayers. Have a blessed day.